The state legislature has yet to finalize a budget for the fiscal year, which began earlier this month. Joining us this morning to discuss this further is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
So how close are we to seeing a finalized budget, would you say?
We're not even close at all, to be honest, Dan. We have been doing 1/12 budgets. We passed a 1/12 budget a couple weeks ago, so we're going month to month right now. I give the Chairman of Ways and Means actually a lot of credit. We don't exactly know what revenue intake is going to be. We don't know how quickly people are going to be getting back to work as businesses start to reopen. It's unclear also what's going to happen in September. There are a lot of experts that are saying that there might be a second wave of coronavirus. So we are passing the appropriate funding that we need to keep things open at the state level, but we are also very cautious about coming up with a budget for fiscal year 21 because we just don't have any accurate information as to what revenue intake is going to be.
Now, do you think this is a pattern that is going to maybe, for lack of a better word, intentionally continue until there is more certainty available?
Well, yeah, it's just like doing a budget for a household. You know, we balance our budget every year, and we are going to be off anywhere from $2 billion in our budget to $7 billion in our budget. That's obviously a big swing. And as we continue to do the analysis, try to get people back to work, try to get kids back to school, but also do all of those things in a safe manner, we want to make sure that we're funding things that we need to be funding. But to have a budget for the entire year when those circumstances are presenting themselves, we just don't have a clear picture about where we can spend our dollars and how many dollars we have to spend.
Now, do you think there could be any additional aid for South Shore communities anytime soon?
Well, I know that our federal partners are working to pass the HEROES Act. We in Plymouth County, as you know, have received over $40 million in aid from the CARES Act, and I had the pleasure of presenting over $1 million to Marshfield a couple weeks ago with Greg Hanley, with Mike Bradley, with Tom O'Brien. So, you know, there are communities that are receiving federal money right now, and I know that there will be secondary rounds of that that will be given out by the Plymouth County Treasurer and the Commissioners. So I'm hoping that we continue to see some extra money, but I think it's going to be very contingent upon our federal partners passing the HEROES Act.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me on.